We are learning Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Samach Tesama Beis, and we are beginning approximately 9 lines from the top. Omar Mar, the first word of the line is the Masik. Zoktamar Omar Mar, Chutz Min Achrayis Sheboy. When you write this new star Mechira for the new star that he bought it for Shimon, that he bought it from Reuven, he said he lost his star that he bought it. You write a new one. So you write without a chrayis. Why? Because the warrior might come and collect with, really has the first star. And with the second star, he'll also go collect from Lekuchas if someone takes it away from him. So he'll have two stars. So we write the second star without a chrayis. We want him to have a star because he really bought it, but we write it without a chrayis. Chutz min achrayis sheboy. Heichi kasvinon. What do we write in the star? Omar Avnachem in the kasviach, you write this. Shtaro denon. This is this star. Besides, we write the star that the Shimon bought from Reuven, but we write this star to loy lemigbi bay loy meshabdi loy mecheri. You can't go back and collect not from a shabadim and not from mecheri, even from other properties of Reuven. You cannot get anything. If someone takes away from you, you have no insurance whatsoever. That's what you write in the star, the second star. It's Barak Rais. So the star did not loy lemigbi bay meshabdi mecheri. El kehechi tekim ari al lekech. All the star is worth is to leave it in the hand of the lekech. Omar Raf Rav, you have to write this. Zos Ameres, Achrayis Toyu Sofer. It must be that even if you don't write Achrayis, the automatic status quo of a star is that there's Achrayis, there's Achrayis. And if either didn't write it, it's a Toyu Sofer. Because time of the cost of Haloi Hachi, you have to write, there's no Achrayis. And that's when there's no Achrayis. Haloi cost of Haloi Hachi, if you didn't write this, Govi, you would collect. So you see, Achrayis Toyu Sofer, a Stam Star has Achrayis. Because Rav Nachman is saying, Hostical Torah, you have to write. That's no achrayis. Rav Ashi Yogis, Rav Ashi Omar, achrayis lav toyu seifu. It's not a toyu seifu. And echadami, when it says in the brisa, my chutz mechrayis sheboy, what it means is loy chutz mechrayis. Means you didn't write achrayis. You don't have to write a whole megillah like Rav Nachman said. That you write this star, you don't collect. You don't have to write anything. Just leave it blank. Achrayis lav toyu seifu. So Rav Ashi Yogis or Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman really holds achrayis toyu seifu, and if you have to write. That you have to write specifically that there's no achrayis. Rav Ashi says, just leave it blank. Don't write anything achrayis. Just write that Shimon bought the property from the lekeach. Shimon bought the property from Reuven. That's enough. He is so. There was a certain lady. The Yavli Zuz Lahu Gavra. He gave money to a certain shliach, leMizba LaAra, to buy her a property. Ozal, she went ahead. Zavala Shloim Achrayis. She went and bought the property. He went, this is Shloim, and bought the property. He bought it without Achrayis. He bought it without insurance, which was a mistake. Asked like a made Rav Nachman. So they came from Rav Nachman. Omar Lei, so Rav Nachman said that we tell the Shliach, the Skunish Zicha Lelavusi. I only made the Shliach to do me a good, to buy me a property with Achrayis. You bought me a property with Achrayis, it's no good. So what do you do? Zil Zavna Minei Shloim Achrayis. Go buy it. So you tell the shliach, go buy it now, shloi b'achrayis, v'hod zavni nalei b'achrayis, and go sell it back to the isha b'achrayis. Now, this Gemara is a pella, it's really be able to read it. So what's going on in this Gemara? So some wanted to learn that somehow the mechir was chal, because the shliach went to that mecher and he said, I want to buy a property. He didn't say it's for the isha. And the mecher said, no problem, it's ultimately shloi b'achrayis. So now, the shliach owns it. Because the shliach bought it, he didn't say it's for the isha. It's not a mekatoy. It's not a shliach for the isha because he didn't do the shlichas. But he bought it lemais himself. So he's saying the only etz is he can sell it out to the isha. But achrayis wants to get money. The problem with this pshat is the rosh asks two kashas. First of all, lemais it's mashmal skunish asichul. It's pashim mekatoyis. He bought it for them, and also zil zavna minei sounds like you have to buy it again. You didn't buy it. The fidah pshat just said that he didn't mention the isha's name, so he really did buy it. He really did buy it. It's mashmal from the gemara. He didn't really buy it. I read the Lashon of Rosh. Rosh like this. L'chara mashma, sha'amu l'moicher, sha'yakoina asada l'ish plainis. It's mashma that he told the moicher, Shliach told the moicher, he's buying for that certain isha. The ka'amar, because it says, ozal zavon lo. He bought it for her. Va'oyim mit the ka'amar, zil zavon lo yishav achrayis, v'im isa shloi pirish, sha'kona l'isha, ma'i yitzarach l'kmeh shenis min ha'moicher. I have to buy it again. Kirin sha'kona v'stam. So zok to Rosh, what is p'shana ha'gemara? Elavada Mari, we're talking about that he bought it for the wife, for the isha, for the lady. And since he's Mashana in the Shlichos, because Stam Koine Besada in the Koine El Achrayis, so therefore, since you bought it without Achrayis, and that's like throwing money in the garbage, Batlo Shlichos. And there's no Mekach. So now he has to buy it again from the Meicher, and then sell it to the Ishu Bachrayis. I just leave it alone, just give him the money back. Zok to Rosh, you really give the money back. But the story was that here was that the Shliach lost the money. A lot of times you buy something, you don't pay right away. What happened was, the Shliach went ahead to buy it, he bought a Shliach Bachrayis, and Lamaisa, he could just, it's back Mechatayis, he could give the money back to the Isha. The problem is he lost the money. He used the money, he got drunk on the way, he used up all the money. So now, he has a problem. So what do we do? We tell him this. You...
He didn't give it to the money.
He lost the money. He made a kinyan. He already made a kinyan. So here, what we tell him is, you're right, it's Mechatayis, the worst of Mechatayis, but you give it the money, he doesn't have money. So the only thing you do is, you can make up a deal with the Meicher, buy it again from the Meicher, and then, you know, continue to sell it with the Meicher. The Meicher was willing to sell it, so sell it, you owe him the money, and now you sell it to the Isha with the Chrayis, and you'll get the money that way, and you'll get the money somehow or another, you'll pay up somehow or another, whatever, that's what you have to do. You're Mechir, you're still Zomni Isha Chrayis, but the Zomni Isha Chrayis, Shvera Gemara, exactly how to tie it. We're saying two Pshat from Rishonim. Either Pshat is, he bought it for himself without saying the Isha's name, therefore he's stuck with it. So the problem is, Lashon Zil Zavna, it sounds like you have to buy it now. That was the problem with that pshat the Rosh asks. The Rosh pshat is, that attack was Mechatayis, but here, he doesn't have any money, so he has to produce karka for the Isha, so you have to go buy it now on credit, and sell it, and give it to the Isha, Be'achrayis, because she wanted Be'achrayis, and that's the way you'll placate the Isha.
So according to the Rosh,
Yeah. He's not getting money again. No. You never get money. You never get money yet. The shliach lost the money. You never get the money.
Buy
means you buy it with a star and then you make up a payment plan. Remember, even today.
You did that the first time.
Remember, that was bottle. It was a mistake. That was bottle. It was bottle because it was shliach for the Isha and that was bottle.
Well, first
you
do it again.
First you do it again because you have no money. You can't get money back to the Isha. Do it again. Yeah. Rav Shimon Gamliel, he said in our brisa that Rav Shimon said, "Let's turn on chaveira v'hichzloy es hashtar chazorasa chazor matanasa chomaz matzgemes." Rav Shimon says he can't write another star because maybe you returned the original star to the meicher, and that makes that the meicher owns it now. The matanasa goes back. Now it goes back the chazor matanasa, and we already explained pshat, but the Gemara is now explain it again. We explained that Peter Gemara here. We'll explain it. Now we'll explain it again. My timer, the Rosh Hashanah. Why, when I give back a star to Reuven, to the Meicher, is the sale over? So Amar Rav Asi, because Nase Ka'im Eloi Sodazun Asunulah Chosman Shastar V'Yadcha. Because we assume by a Mechira, according to Rosh Hashanah Gamil, the way it works is that when I sell you something and I give you Shimon a star, it only belongs to you, Kozman, the star is in your hand. If the star is not in your hand anymore, the Mechira is bottle. And that's why, if you give back the star to Reuven, the Mechira is bottle. Maskefla, Rabba, Yachi, Nignav, Avanami. If he loses it or gets stolen, this star, you can tell me the Matana is bottle because only his Kozman is in his hand? Someone says, no, Avada, you don't have to have it. Elam, Rabba, but Oysius, Nikas, Bemesiru, Kambiflegi. Which means like this. The Rosh Hashanah says, Oisias Nixis Mimasira means that when I give back the Shtar Mechira, when I give it back to the original owner, when he makes a kinyan on that Shtar, it says your name. The halacha is that's a kinyan on the property. Nixis Mimasira. The Shtar alone is Nixis Mimasira, and with that kinyan, I am rebuying the property. Rabbanu, no, ain't oisin nixis mesira. You can't just give over a star and make a kinyan a star, and that's a kinyan on a property. It doesn't work like that. You have to make a new mechira in order to sell it back. This din of oisin nixis mesira, the Rosh explains, it only works if the whole property was bought with a star kinyan. But a star raya would not help. If the guy let's say Shimon bought Reuven's field and made a chazak on it, or kinyan kesef, and they wrote him a star, raya that belongs to him. If you give back that star, that's nothing. Only a star kinyan with the mesira can make another kinyan. It's like this. The Rosh speaks out in Simon Chav Gimel. Avam nikna asoda v'kesef v'chazoko v'kinyan sudor v'kosvo ashtar l'raya. You wrote a star raya. And moicha oyse ashtar l'acha. If you sell that star to someone else, v'kosvo lei, because this halacha of Asirah, that star Nikas of Asirah is a geya, not only back to Reuven, it means if you sell it to Levi also. to give it to Levi, Levi's cut of the karka. It's only if it was used as a star mechira. But if the kinyan was made with kesef, chazak, kinyasu, then it's a star raya, and you gave it to someone else, he's not kind it, right? Gam rishon l'kona b'oyser star. V'ech niyapa koyach ha-sheni l'knoise b'oyser star. And even though it says kinyan achrayis does not work, it only works if it's a star kinyan, and I pass on that star. And the machlokes says, b'oyser thinks it's mesir or not. Rosh Hashanah says, b'oyser mesir, and we won't say not, huh? No, written the same way. No, you wrote that. It was Kanu. You said it's right. Oh, the star, right. I'm Kanu with the star. It says in the star, Kni Lacha. Not that I bought it. It says Kanu with the star. But even though the Kiddush of this whole thing is here, even though it says Reuven's name, it says Shimon's name in it. I give it to Levi, and it says Shimon's name. Levi is Kanu of the property with that. His good idea is to write a new star, right? It says his name in it, of course. But the Kenyan happens with the star. And that's why Shimon says, I'm worried he didn't lose it, he gave it back. And that's why you can't write another star.